At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
A warmer friendly hello, welcome to lovely Las Vegas, the Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Eves Spears, and now part of the Eason Family of Podcasts. Got a tremendous podcast for you. It's in the second segment. We are going to be going out to the great state of Ohio. That's where we find Paul Frischner. He does a terrific job with play-by-play work over there at the Big East Digital Network. He was actually calling some baseball over the weekend as he did the Big East tournament, but on top of that, does a great job of being able to hold it down, taking a look at all things college basketball. We're really going to be looking at the offseason of the Big East, but on top of that, Sean Miller being able to return to Xavier, what that means for them, and then we did wind up seeing Jonas Hayes wind up leading Xavier to the NIT title as well. We're going to talk a little bit about the fit that he's got with Georgia State, the fact that he is bringing Dwayne Odom with him from Xavier as well, so we're to be taking a look at the conference as a whole and just taking a look at some Xavier basketball in the second segment, and then in the final segment, going to give you guys a little bit of a recap as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball over the last 24 hours. We did wind up seeing a few decisions with regards to the NBA draft, so we're going to pass those along to you guys, and if you do have any questions, comments, segment ideas, whatever you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer this in. First one is my Twitter timeline at gunit_81. Keep in mind, letter CM, maybe does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. Then from there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not wind up getting in any Twitter questions today, but we had a great chat with Paul. We're going to do about 20 minutes with them. We've got a lot of in-depth stuff to talk about with the Big East as they have done a tremendous job this offseason of being able to hire on some great coaches, bring in some great transfers. So we're going to be diving into that next right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Eves Spears, and now a part of the VEASAN Family of Podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Pierce, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Great to have on our guests as we go out to the great state of Ohio, and that's where we find Paul Fritschner. He does a terrific job over there at the Big East Digital Network, covering all things college basketball. And I know that he was on the call this past weekend for the Big East baseball tournament, which that was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, we did not wind up seeing a game in which both teams wound up getting to 20 runs, unlike that crazy game that we wound up seeing out there at the Pac-12 tournament. But beggars cannot be choosers on that one. That was truly ridiculous. But Paul does a great job being able to cover a little bit of everything with the Big East, and to be able to follow him on Twitter as a Paul Fritschner. Last name is spelled F-R-I-T-S-H-N-E-R altogether. And Paul, great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate that.
I appreciate you, and I do appreciate the fact that you are a Xavier alum. You're pretty close to the university, and we've seen quite a few moves this offseason, as I know that it sparked a little bit of hubbub, shall we say, that they wanted bringing back Sean Miller. But as both of us know, last time Sean Miller was at Xavier, he had quite a bit of success. I take a look at the moves that they have made offseason in the portal, and I like those. And I'm not sure where you stand with regards to the state of the Xavier program, but I would argue things are on the up and up, and I thought that this was a tremendous move that Xavier wanted making in the offseason.
Oh, no doubt about it, Greg. This is a move that completely changes the dynamic of the program and really changes, in my mind, the landscape of the Big East, especially because of the retirement of Jay Wright. You look at the cast of characters, the head coaches that the Big East was set up to have next year, including Jay Wright. You had Thad Matta, Sean Miller, Shaheen Holloway now at Seton Hall amongst them. You have Greg McDermott out at Creighton, Ed Cooley, Patrick Ewing is a name. I know Georgetown hasn't performed nearly to what their expectations usually are with that program, but Patrick Ewing's a huge name at the head of the Hoyas. So it was a really star-studded list of names at the top of the conference. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Jay Wright at Villanova retires. And Sean Miller now and the Musketeers, they're poised to make a run maybe to challenge for the top of this conference. And I think you've seen that right away. Some minor moves out in the portal, but things that Sean Miller knew they needed to do to get better. You lost a guard in Dewan Odom down to Georgia State, but you pick up a guard in Sule Boom out of UTEP, who will give you some ball handling. He'll give you a lot of shooting. The things, if you're a Xavier Musketeer fan, to be very, very optimistic about, as you have somebody in Sean Miller now leading the program who, it really seems to me, Greg, like has, I don't want to say a new lease on life, but he definitely has a full glass in front of him as far as just the way he looks at this program, how optimistic he is for this new future that he has in front of him at the helm of the Musketeers. So I think if you're somebody that's paying attention to the Big East, even college basketball in general, what a hire that was for Xavier to bring Sean Miller back to the program.
Yep, I agree with you. And then Soleil Boum coming in as well. He's going to bring the boom, a guy that was able to average darn near 20 points per game at UTEP. I thought that that was very impactful as well, and he wound up going through it. Just everything that we've seen in terms of this offseason for the Big East, I can't think of one team that has really had a rough offseason. I mean, you even mentioned Georgetown, a team that they won as many games as the two of us in conference last season, including the conference tournament. And I even take a look at them, and I like the moves that have been made in the offseason, bringing in so many of these guys like a Brandon Murray. They wind up bringing in Jay Heath. So they're on the up and up. Providence did a great job in the transfer portal. You mentioned all the coaching hires like Shaheen Holloway. Obviously, Villanova's going to be able to take a little bit of a step down, but there's just no replacing Jay Wright. I think that we can both agree there. And really, other than Villanova, which that was something that was just completely out of the school circumstances. And it's not to say that Kyle Neptune is a bad coach or anything like that. It's just literally there's nobody to replace Jay Wright. But I really pass that every single team in the Big East this offseason, I think, have made tremendous moves. I go down the list and I really can't think of a team that doesn't get anything other than an A to an A minus for me with regards to our offseason moves.
Yeah, exactly right. And then you even look out in the Midwest and you look at Creighton, who I think, if you look at the Vegas value, I think they dropped down from right around 3,000 to win the national championship last year. I think they're plus 2,500 now, last time I checked, to win the national championship after Baylor Shireman took his name out of the draft to come back and play college basketball. And he goes through the portal and ends up out at Creighton. And I think that's just such a huge move for them. I'm not sure I'm as high on the Blue Jays as it seems like everybody else nationwide is. I think there are some things that, if I'm looking at the Creighton roster, it's built out, and Creighton again challenges for a Big East tournament title, but they come up short against Villanova. If you're looking at this Creighton team that brings a lot back, you look at a Big East freshman of the year and Ryan Nemhard, who was hurt to end the season. You look at some of these names for Creighton, and they certainly have everything in front of them, that they have a roster, Greg, that is built to challenge for a national championship. Now, will they? I think that's the question. You haven't seen a ton of NCAA tournament success out of Creighton. You saw them win a game this year, but they haven't strung together the deep runs in the NCAA tournament under Greg McDermott that, you know, a Creighton fan listening to this would hope that they would have. And this next year, to me, is going to be a big test for the Creighton Blue Jays to see, can they finally put it all together and make that deep run into the NCAA tournament? They make the Sweet 16 last year as a 5 seed for the first time in program history as far as the full 64-team tournament is concerned. The preseason favorite out of the Big East, going to be the Creighton Blue Jays. But right there at the top, I really do think it's going to be Creighton, it's going to be Villanova, and it's going to be Xavier right at the top of the Big East next year.
I cannot disagree with you there. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit tougher for Villanova this season, but I still think Kyle Neptune, with what he wound up doing at Fordham, because I think a lot of people forget Fordham was absolutely terrible before he wound up getting there, and they had darn near everyone in their backcourt get hurt, and they were still competitive. So I think that he's going to do great things at Villanova as well. So I am not in disagreement with you there. And I do take a look at the landscape of the Big East as well. And you've got some boom or bust teams as well. I take a look at what Providence has done in the transfer portal, and they've brought in quite a few former top 100 guys that, or to call it what it is, they just didn't wind up being fits at their previous school. Someone like a Bryce Hopkins, who is a former top 50 recruit at Kentucky, he's coming in. I like the fact that they are taking chances on guys that they wound up being so highly touted out of high school. They got a year or two of college basketball under their belt. And I also think that St. John's is going to be very intriguing as well, because I could see this going very wrong for St. John's with bringing in Andre Curbelo. But at the same time, if there is a system that I think is going to be able to fit what he does very well, it is that St. John's style of playing up tempo, having a guy like a David Jones that comes in from DePaul and being able to help him out. And I do think that it's one of those cases in which if St. John's is able to get things right, this could be one of the bigger sleeper teams out there in all of college basketball. But I think we could also see the inverse of that. If things wind up going wrong, it could wind up being pretty awful as well.
I think you're spot on, Greg, about Andre Curbelo. And I think Curbelo's play is a microcosm of the entire St. John's roster. He's a big boom or bust type player. He has a lot of plays where you look at yourself and you think, oh my goodness, how did he just do that? He had a pass last year, I remember, watching, I think it was a one-handed pass through traffic all the way across the court. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, how in the world did he do that? And then there are some head-scratching plays where you're thinking, Andre, what are you doing? And depending on what kind of Andre Curbelo you get, you might see the same thing out of the entire St. John's team. There's been a lot of question marks through the years about St. John's. Can they get back to that prominence that they had a long time ago? Chris Mullin couldn't get them there. But now under Mike Anderson, things seem to start to, you know, be trending in the right direction. So for St. John's, yeah, you know, the other question mark that I have, Greg, is Seton Hall. And you bring in a transfer in Casey Ndifo from St. Peter's. You have a new coach in Shaheen Holloway from St. Peter's. But there's an opportunity for Seton Hall there in the middle of the conference, I think, to make some noise. And you add in Ndifo, you bring back some of the guys from last year. And I think even though you lose Kevin Willard, Seton Hall just had, I don't want to say topped out to me, but it just felt like Seton Hall was maybe a little stagnant. And you saw what they had done under Miles Powell through the years, but still – Seton Hall now, I think, has a chance under Shaheen Holloway to turn their trajectory around. And the other one, just going around the rest of the league, I'm maybe my biggest what if this year, or my biggest question mark, is going to be Butler. And I know, looking back on your podcast, I think it was last week, the week before, talking a lot of Butler basketball with Lucas. But I think that Butler, bringing in Thad Matta, you have John Diebler, you have Greg Oden on staff. Thad Matta going out there and building out a Butler team that probably won't challenge for the Big East next year. But if he's able to turn that program around from where it has been the last few years and trending in a pretty much vertical south direction, if he's able to bring that program back up to where it was under Brad Stevens and Chris Holtman, and Thad is certainly capable of that. We've seen what he did, of course, at Ohio State back in the late 2000s. If Thad Matta can make the Butler Bulldogs relevant again, that's going to be real good for the Midwest portion of the Big East Conference, because right now you have Xavier, Marquette, DePaul, Butler, Creighton. It's Creighton's name that people are going to circle coming in the next season, and then probably right behind them in the Midwest, maybe 1A would be Xavier. But I think it's important for Butler to reestablish themselves in the Big East, because quite simply, it has not been trending well for Butler in the last few years. And Thad Matta is a big hire for them. He's a splash hire, and he's somebody that's capable of turning it around. The question is, will he have the resources and the ability to do that at that program?
Yep, and you take a look at bringing in Manny Bates, who, in terms of blocks on a permanent basis when he's been healthy, been one of the top players in all of college basketball the last few years. You bring in Eric Hunter Jr. You bring in Ali, a 6'8" guy from Akron that's able to pop threes. The arrow is certainly pointing upward with Butler. I agree with you there. And I do think that they're going to probably run a little bit more of a more slow style like they've done the past few years. But I do think that it's going to be much more clean, much more efficient. So I am right with you there as joining me on the podcast. We do have Paul Fritschner, does a great job over there at the Big East Digital Network, doing a lot of play-by-play work for them. And Paul, I know that you're a man that, like I said a little bit earlier, you are from Xavier. And one thing that I'm curious about is the man that we wound up seeing take over towards the back half of last season in Jonas Hayes, and now he winds up going to Georgia State, because I think we could both agree the issue with Xavier the last few years has been Travis Seale, which I wish him nothing but the best at Miami of Ohio, but I took a look at the coaching job that he did, and I've got my question marks with Miami of Ohio right now, because we saw Jonas Hayes take over after the regular season, lead the team to the NIT, and now he's over there at Georgia State, and I've actually really liked what he's done thus far. He's brought in some good transfers. I think that he's getting the program moving in the right direction, bringing in Dewan Odom, who he was with Xavier last season. I know that he also wanted bringing in Jermaine Mann, who was at Vanderbilt this last season. I think Jonas Hayes is a heck of a coach. I think that he's going to be able to do good things at Georgia State, and I think that him doing all that he wound up doing in the NIT just showed in general how much potential there is for Xavier, and how it was, for lack of a better term, untapped by Travis Steele.
Yeah, I think you're spot on about Jonas Hayes. He's a great motivator. You can tell how much he's beloved by the people that followed him from Xavier down there to Georgia State, Chase Vaudrin, Danny Peters, Dewan Odom, all those guys going down there from Xavier down to Georgia State. It's almost like a Xavier South right now down there at Georgia State under Jonas Hayes. But I think Dewan Odom's going to fit in perfectly down there, because you saw the style of play that he had this year, having a bigger role, especially once Paul Scruggs got injured in the NIT, a more prominent role on the Xavier team for Dewan Odom, where he's real good at the mid-range, but he doesn't shoot threes. Dewan Odom, in fact, he was told at one point not to shoot threes. As the season went on, you just knew that his shot was not there from the outside. And for a point guard in 2022, it's hard to have somebody running the point who cannot shoot. And Dewan Odom, I think for him, the biggest question mark for me for Dewan is, can he add that outside jumper to his game? Now, maybe taking a bit of a step down as far as, you know, a high major down to Georgia State from Xavier down there, I think maybe that kind of a game could apply better for Dewan and less of an importance on that jump shot down at Georgia State. But I still think that that Jonas Hayes will have that program going in the right direction. And as far as it goes at Xavier, Greg, I think you hit it pretty much spot on with the untapped potential, in the sense that you have all of these highly regarded recruits coming into Xavier. The thing that was probably most frustrating as the years went along was that there just seemed to be a lack of development. Maybe more so than that was that it just seemed like the players played with so much pressure on themselves. And that, I know the NIT, you could say the NIT doesn't matter, and what does it matter? It's the NIT, it's not the NCAAs. I understand that. Trust me, I perfectly understand all that. I get it. But you could tell the way that Xavier was playing when they were playing with nothing to lose versus when they were playing at Madison Square Garden in the first round of the Big East tournament against Butler, and they're up 66-60 with about 56 seconds left in the game, and they lose the game. I mean, less than a minute to go, about 50 seconds left in the game, they're up by 6 points on Butler, and for the second year in a row, they choke away a lead and they choke the game away in overtime, and that just can't happen. It just flat out can't happen at a program like Xavier. And it just felt like the guys played tight. It felt like there was some sort of impediment to them being able to get over the hump and get to the NCAA tournament. And once they finally got to the NIT and just said, hey, look, we don't have anything left to lose, we might as well just go out there and have some fun. Yeah, maybe you don't take anything away from that for next year. Maybe you don't look at that in the future and say, ah, it's the NIT, it's whatever. The guys were just going around there and messing around, but they won some games. But still, they played like they had nothing to lose and they had fun. Guys were laughing, smiling, having fun. And you just didn't see that a lot because, especially as the years went along, if you look back at the first year of Travis Steele 4 years ago, they closed the season very strong. In fact, they were probably one blown charge call in the Big East tournament away from making the NCAA tournament. In the Big East semifinal back in 2019, Najee Marshall got called for a charge toward the end of the game. And if that's a block and not a charge, there's a good chance Xavier goes to the NCAA tournament that year. One, because they could have won the Big East tournament the next night against Seton Hall, or maybe they could have squeaked into the conversation for an at-large. That probably would have been a bigger question mark. But then the next 3 years, you can say yes, in 2020, COVID canceled the season. There was no NCAA tournament. They were right on the cusp. Most people had them in, but we'll never know. Then in 2021, you think you're going to be in. You have all these question marks. All they got to do is win one game. All they got to do is win one game. They beat Creighton toward the end of February, and you're thinking, okay, they're in. But then they crash and burn the rest of the way. Now, granted, Paul Scruggs was hurt. Nate Johnson was hurt. Paul Scruggs got hurt in 2020. They missed the NCAA tournament. Then again this year in 2022, Nate Johnson gets hurt for a while, and he's out. But you lose at home to DePaul. You lose at home to St. John's. And frankly, Greg, you don't just lose. You get blown out. It was pretty close to DePaul, but you get absolutely embarrassed on your home floor to St. John's, to Seton Hall. And it was a rough environment at the Cintas Center. It was probably the lowest point, I would say, in the history of the Cintas Center this year. And it was ugly. The fans were not pleased. And it was just this look and this sense around the Cintas Center thinking to yourself, what is going to change and what's going to have to change? And quite frankly, I was very shocked that Travis Steele was let go. I did not see that coming. I wasn't surprised necessarily that it happened because of the results, but I just thought that he would get one more year. I thought that with the group that he had that was potentially coming back, Colby Jones, Jack Nungy, and the rest, I just thought that he would get one more year. And then seemingly out of the blue, the morning after the the Musketeers win an NIT game, the first round, he gets fired. And it was surprising. I was shocked. And then all of a sudden, within less than a week, Sean Miller, who led the Musketeers to the Elite Eight back in 2008, and they lost. They went on to lose to a UCLA team that had Russell Westbrook and Kevin Love, amongst many others. Sean Miller realizes, hey, look, I know what I had at Xavier. I want to come back. And I think the biggest thing, too, Greg, for Sean Miller and for Xavier is that both of their goals align. Sean Miller has never been to the Final Four. Xavier has never been to the Final Four. They have a mutual interest in the Final Four. They know that that is the light at the end of the tunnel, is the Final Four that neither of them have achieved. And I think that is very, very beneficial to Xavier, that they have a coach not only who loves the program and knows Cincinnati and knows the area and has recruited the area before, but also wants to be the coach to get this school to the Final Four for the first time.
Yep, and you could say what you want about Sean Miller, but he always got results at Xavier. And even while things were pretty much at their worst, while he was at Arizona, he was still drawing in top talent as well. So got to think that things are going to be terrific for him at Xavier. Might wind up taking a year to be able to get his system in place. Typically, it takes most coaches, unless your name is like TJ Osselberger, to be able to get a year or two under your belt before you wind up having that big turnaround. That was just absolutely insane what we wound up seeing from Iowa State last season. But certainly, I do think that the arrow is trending upward there. And the arrow was trending upward on this podcast today because you wound up joining it, Paul. I know that you're doing a ton of great work over there with the Big East. Like I said, you were covering the Big East baseball tournament last week. I know that you do a ton with regards to college basketball scene, and I know that you do a tremendous job with regards to all your play-by-play work, and that extends well outside of college basketball. So let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media and just what's all on tap for you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like you said, Paul Frichtner on social media. Follow me on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter. Not as active on Instagram as I am on Twitter. If you want my content, interviews, news, notes, nuggets, everything else, you can find me on Twitter. Like you said, Greg, I cover mostly Xavier, but I think this year I'll probably be expanding more to the rest of the Big East with just a bigger audience of college basketball in this coming year. So I'm excited for that. Got to cover Villanova's run to the Final Four this past year down in San Antonio. So, you know, those kinds of opportunities hoping will open up as this winter comes over in this coming college basketball season. So I'm really excited for it. I think this is a new dawn for the Big East as far as coaches are concerned. A lot of big names, a lot of familiarity in the Big East, some new fun rivalries I think we'll see develop, and I'll have all of that covered for you on Twitter. A great crew of people covering the Big East, and I'm very honored to be a small part of it. And Greg, anytime that you need somebody to talk college basketball or baseball or anything else, you let me know. I'm happy to come on.
Paul, I really do appreciate it because this was the first time having you on one of my podcasts, and you definitely brought it. Absolutely tremendous stuff by Paul Frichtner. Doing a great job holding it down out there in the great state of Ohio, taking a look at a wide variety of things, as I mentioned. Did a great job with the Big East baseball tournament this last week. Does a tremendous job looking at the game of college basketball, and was great to be able to have him on today. Big thanks to Paul for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast to give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes and NBA draft decisions that we wound up seeing on Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Pierce, and now part of the VEASAN family of podcasts. Great to be able to get Paul Fritschner on the show today. He's doing a great job over there at the Big East Digital Network, a man that graduated from Xavier and a man that is very tied into everything in college basketball. Also does a great job on the baseball side of things as well. Was fantastic to be able to get him aboard. Big thanks to him for joining me in the last segment. And now it is that time of the podcast. I give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball over the last 24 hours. Houston wound up getting a gentleman that was playing out there in the state of Texas last season, Malik Wilson. He wound up being really a star at Louisiana a few seasons ago, wound up posting up in two seasons with the Ragin' Cajuns, right around 12 points, 5.5 rebounds, 3 assists. Well, it's not necessarily the world's greatest 3-point shooter at 31.5%, but went to Texas Tech this last season and just really couldn't find his footing. Wound up giving the team only about 2.5 points per contest, was clearly not a fit for this team, not necessarily the defensive player that they were looking for, but at Houston, going to be interesting to see how he winds up fitting in, because now he's got a year under his belt, under a little bit more of a, shall we say, tenacious defensive style with Texas Tech, and I do think that having a little bit more of a year of seasoning, going to be able to help him out now with Houston. The big question does wind up becoming, do they wind up getting back Marcus Sasser? I know that he has been building a lot of hubbub with the NBA draft. He wound up being a very good scorer for the team before he wound up going down, was averaging right around 18 points per contest, and Kyler Edwards, very much a question mark there. Now they've got a little bit of insurance to go along with Jamal Shedd, who is going to be coming back after he wound up averaging right around 6 assists per game, but wasn't necessarily a primary scorer for this team. Houston has done an absolutely terrific job of being able to manage just no matter what, like last year. I mean, they wind up losing two main backcourt pieces, and they still very nearly made
the final four. So I think that this is a little bit more of a depth piece than anything else, but still a very solid depth piece for them. You do wind up seeing Anthony Harris, who wound up beginning his career at North Carolina, never necessarily a primary player. He wound up averaging right in the pocket of about 2.5 points per game this last season, could never really take off and live up to his top 100 billing when he wound up coming out of high school, but he is going to be going to Rhode Island, and Rhode Island is investing in a lot of these guys that they were very highly recruited coming out of high school. Maybe they didn't wind up seeing the minutes that they were desiring at their previous stop, and now they are investing in them. You take a look at Brandon Weston, someone who was at Seton Hall and did not wind up seeing the floor for them, but was a former top 150 recruit. He's coming in. Breon Freeman is someone that wound up doing some solid things at George Washington. He's a 6'2" gentleman, was able to put up double figures last season. He's going to be coming into the program as well. So I do take a look at this Rhode Island team, and no doubt losing the Mitchell brothers, that's going to leave them a little bit more vulnerable down low, and they haven't necessarily brought in a ton of size, but they are going to be much better out there in the backcourt, especially if Freeman is able to dole out the ball the way that he did in the, ironically enough, Atlantic 10 last season while he was with George Washington, being able to give the team 3.5 assists per game and shot 43.5% from three-point range. So this is a very good and quality ad for Rhode Island. I like what Archie Miller is doing. I think that it could wind up taking a year for the CNB to be able to get completely online, just because I mentioned it with regards to backcourt, but certainly strides in the right direction are being taken there. Peter Nwoke, he was playing at Michigan State. Well, he wasn't necessarily playing at Michigan State. He was there for a year, never wound up seeing the floor. He wound up redshirting. He has decided that he is going to be going down to Southern Indiana. Typically, you don't wind up seeing someone go to Michigan State, redshirt a year, and then decide they are going to be playing for a new D1 school in Southern Indiana. But that said, that is the case with Mr. Nwoke. He was just a walk-on, so this is not a case in which he was this guy that was ranked in like the top 100 of like 24/7 sports or anything like that. But guy who's 6'7", wound up having a year under his belt at Michigan State, so should be able to give a little bit of experience to a Southern Indiana team that going up to the D1 level, they certainly are going to be needing that experience. If you take a look at what wound up happening with regards to NBA draft decisions as well, we wound up seeing quite a few of those on Monday, and this one to me is very interesting, and this one is going to be making a little bit more of an impact than I think a lot of people would realize, as coming back to school for another season is Josh Oduru. He wound up being able to put up 17.5 points per game this last season at George Mason, and when it came to George Mason, I really soured on them towards the back half of the season last year. I thought that Kim English came out with good fire and just really was able to get his team to fire on all cylinders towards the beginning part of the season, but as the A-10 season wound up wearing on, they weren't necessarily so great, but you did take a look at Oduru. He returns after being able to be just very versatile for the team in general, 1.7 blocks, a little bit over a steal per contest, shot only about 30% from three-point range. A lot of his three-point shooting woes wound up coming towards back half of the season last year, as you take a look at what he wound up doing from opening night to January 21st. So first 15 games of the season, average at 17.7 points per game, but was shooting right around 33% from three-point range. And then you take a look from, we're going to call it that January 26th date on, from their final 12 games of the season, wound up shooting just 20% from three-point range. Was actually a little bit better on the defensive side of things, as George Mason turned over a little bit of a new leaf as their defense wound up getting a little bit better towards the back of the season, but the offense certainly was not there, so that was a little bit of an issue. I do think that George Mason's going to be a relatively solid program. I'm a little bit more sour on Kim English now than I was at the beginning part of the season, but certainly it is a case in which I do think that they're going to be solid once again this season. Jalen Cook, he is going to be returning to Tulane, and a Tulane program that I think they're finally going to be able to bust out in the American last season. He did wind up missing a couple games due to injury, but when he was out there, he was an impact guy. 18 points per contest, 3.5 assists, 1.5 steals, shot 39% from three-point range. It was really the Jalen's for this team, Jalen Cook and Jalen Forbes, that were really able to hold down the fort for them. And you take a look at what Ron Hunter has coming in with regards to Tulane. It's not like they have really hit the portal and they're bringing in like five guys or anything like that. They're going to be able to make impacts, but year in and year out, he's done a good job of being able to build a little bit of depth. They bring in Colin Holloway, someone that was able to pop some threes, a little bit of a 6'6" combo player from George Washington. He should be able to make an impact. At Trey Williams wasn't a fit at Oregon State. I don't think that he's necessarily going to be doing a whole boatload when it comes to what you're going to be seeing his production at Tulane, but I certainly do think that he's going to be able to lend a little bit of help for a Tulane team that needs something on the glass. Here's a shock, surprise, surprise.
Dylan Cardwell decided to withdraw from the NBA draft. I mean, I think that he's going to be able to get some minutes here at Auburn. They did wind up bringing in Giannai Broome, but they're going to need a little bit down low after Walker Kessler. He wound up having the big season. He is staying in the NBA draft, but Cardwell, I have no idea why he entered in the NBA draft. He had 3 points and 3 rebounds per game last season, was never even a top 100 recruit, according to 24/7 Sports or anything like that. And he did have 1.2 blocks per contest. Not a bad defensive player. At 6'11", he's going to be able to make a little bit of impact for Auburn, but I don't know what he was expecting going through the NBA draft process. I think that he was testing water that wasn't necessarily there, so he sort of had a canoe that was like in the desert trying to row it, but that said, he's coming back to school, the result that we were all anticipating, and that is good for Auburn. Amdul Ndai, he was playing last season at Illinois State, really just did not wind up putting up monstrous offensive numbers. I think that that's very fair to say. Throughout his college basketball career, he has more rebounds and points, able to be a solid defender during the 2020-21 season, 1.5 blocks per contest, so he's able to do a solid job there. And that season, during the 2020-21 season, actually did wind up shooting 34.5% from three-point range as a 6'9" combo player. He decided that he's going to be going to Seton Hall. I think that this is more or less just a project for Sheen Allway. It's another pickup for them, but Seton Hall wound up having a scholarship open, so they probably decided, why not? We're going to take in a guy that has upside. He's just a real freak athlete, but at the same time, needs to be a little bit more polished. I take a look at what Seton Hall has done, bringing in Casey Unefu, a little bit undersized for the Big East, but he's going to be able to do a solid job down low. Elamir Dawes, Trey Davis, these guys are going to be instant impact guys when it comes to that backcourt. These are the guys that you want to be taking a look at a little bit more, along with someone like Alexis Yetna, but this is a nice little depth piece, and if it winds up turning out to be a little bit more than just a guy that they're going to be able to develop over the long haul, that is going to be very beneficial for Seton Hall for this upcoming season. It appears as though DJ Harvey is going to be remaining in the NBA draft, according to Jeff Goodman, and it's a case of which he's been in college for just so long that it's not even funny, and it just has never really worked out for him. A former top 50 recruit wound up playing at Notre Dame, Vanderbilt, and Detroit. I mean, this year at Vanderbilt, he wound up putting up 8.5 points per contest. His best year was with Notre Dame during the 2018-19 season. That year shot just 30% for three, but put up 10.5 points, 4 rebounds per game. I don't blame him for going pro. I don't know if he's going to have any sort of a even G League career. I could see him maybe being able to make some money overseas, but a case in which it just never really worked out for him. A little bit of a sad state of affairs. I was hoping that he'd be able to find it a little bit more at Detroit this last season. Just did not wind up doing so. You did wind up seeing Joel Murray, though, according to Jeff Goodman, decided to pull his name out of the NBA draft, and he had a very good year at Long Beach State this last season in a Big West that is improving in a big way. 16.5 points, 3 assists, ceiling half per contest, shot 37% from 3-point range. You take a look at what he was able to do towards the back half of the season as well. This guy was just putting up 20-point game upon 20-point game. He did wind up having a couple of clunkers along the way, but you take a look at it from January 20th on, final 18 games of the season, 18 points, 3.5 boards, 3 assists, shot 37% from 3-point range. This is someone that is going to be a big-time impact player for Long Beach State, so gotta love the fact that he is going to be returning to school, and all of a sudden, the Big East looks like it's going to be very crowded at the top, because you've got UC Irvine, that they've always got their very defense-oriented style. They're going to be back. They're going to be up and running. UC Santa Barbara, they're actually bringing in Andre 3000 Kelly, who wound up having 13.5 points and 8.5 rebounds at Cal last year. Imagine what he's going to be able to do out there in the Big West. I've always been a little bit high on UC Davis myself. I don't think that they're necessarily going to be able to have a completely massive year or anything like that, but that said, I always like the coaching staff over there, so I do think that it's going to be another solid season for the Big West, and hopefully it's going to be a solid season for your bankroll, as I'm going to do everything humanly possible to make it so right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSIN family of podcasts. If you like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at gunit_81. Keep in mind, letter CM. They mean does not matter, so as per usual, please send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via the 5-star review. A big thanks once again to Paul Fritschner, doing a great job over there at the Big East Digital Network. Join me in the last segment, coming at you guys every single day throughout the offseason of the college basketball campaign, looking at the news and notes and soon-to-be conference previews as we wind up getting more clarity with regards to these rosters. And then once we get in-season picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I'll chat at you guys once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.